Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Can fit more than 70,000 people, but officials predict up to 100,000 may show up, with President Trump and Vice President Vance among the speakers.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely. This after comments Kimmel made regarding right-wing influencer Kirks before his death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. Unions representing entertainment professionals condemning the move. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines are being recommended for children against diseases like measles, chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve has cut interest rates to a quarter of a percentage point for the first time since President Trump took office. The Fed says it's largely due to a stalling jobs market. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze also says the Fed is keeping an eye on tariffs and what that could mean for prices in the long term.
One really notable change that we've seen from Fed Chair Powell and other policymakers is this idea that tariffs might not cause prolonged inflation. Yes, it's possible that tariffs do mean higher prices, and we've already seen that in some goods. But what Powell said yesterday was an acknowledgement that prices might just go up one time instead of going up for a long time and staying high.
Powell also says the jobs market is in a tricky place, with both supply and demand for workers low. Higher prices, job uncertainty, high interest rates, all affecting the housing market. Commerce Department says permits for future home construction fell last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 84 degrees today, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm. Some clouds and isolated showers possible tonight, and a low of 61. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76. Saturday, 74, with a few periods of rain and possible thunderstorms. Sunday, mostly cloudy, pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely again, a high of 73. Right now, WRCO Studios, after an earlier reading this morning of 62, we are down from that. It is 59 degrees. Today is Thursday, September 18th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Last gleaming you like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We've got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One double and
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train,
glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train. Don't you want to see the friends you lost who are waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Where we got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
La 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 la.
On the glory train. Well, we got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll. Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Good morning from WRCO, taking the glory train as we start the day in a positive way. That was Pat Boone. Before that, Cher did the honors for our national anthem. And we're underway again today here in Southwest Wisconsin with a good old Light in the Milk House show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, here to host some picking and grinning and some info to get you in the know and some good Brewer news as well. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes or so, but the Brewers finished off the Angels 9-2 last night. Got to keep winning. Those pesky Cubs keep winning as well. Well, we'll tell you more about that coming up. We hope you have a great Thursday and you go out and make your mark today.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. Would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
stones and wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness. Save your love through sorrow. I gave you my loneliness. Give me your tomorrow.
Nothing's been said, nothing's been done. It's hard to see a difference between the rising and the setting sun. But I can feel a change. It's there in her touch. It's subtle, but it's deep, and it hurts us both so much. Me because I'm losing her, and her because she feels she's on her bound, bound by a promise that she made so long ago. But I love her so much that I can't let her know. I know, oh I know her pure heart made that promise. She's trying so hard, but it's taking its toll. Trying to keep her heart warm with a love slowly growing cold. Well, who knows what is right when everything's wrong? No matter what I do now, it won't matter when she's gone. But how long can I keep holding her when she's only holding me? 'Cause she's on her bound, bound by the promise that she made so long ago. But I love her so much that I can't let her know. I know, oh I know. Nothing's been said, nothing's been done. It's hard to see a difference between the rising and the setting sun.
Earl Thomas Conley and Honor Bound here on WRCO. Thursday morning, September 18th, it is 58 degrees in Richland Center. Here's a quick reminder from the Light in the Milk House show. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge today from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30. Also a reminder today, the Lone Rock Farmers Market will be open from 3:30 until 6:30 at Center Park on Highway 130, and the Richland Center Lions will be hosting an evening at the fairgrounds to sell concessions. That's tonight, 5 until 8, and car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars to showcase tonight.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., Auction Specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one-bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Brandon Woodruff pitched 5 solid innings. Sal Frelick hit a 3-run home run, and Blake Perkins tied a career high with 5 RBIs to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a 9-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels last night. Woodruff gave up 2 hits and 1 run, struck out 9, and threw 52 of his 69 pitches for strikes. Angels starter Jose Seriano exited with 1 out in the second inning after being struck by a line drive off the bat of Jake Bowers. So the Brewers get the win and improve their record and standing. But the win also belonged to the Cubs last night. Elsewhere, the Chicago Cubs clinched their first postseason berth since 2020 with an 8-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. They celebrated in the clubhouse for the first time since winning the National League Central in 2017. Cincinnati a winner against the Cardinals, 6-2. San Francisco, 5-1 over Arizona. It was Atlanta, 9. Washington, 4. San Diego, 7-4 over the Mets. Miami Miami 8, Colorado 4. The Dodgers 5-0 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Baltimore 3, the White Sox 1. It was Tampa Bay beating Toronto 2-1. Cleveland 4, Detroit 0. Boston 5, Athletics 4. Kansas City 7-5 over Seattle. The Yankees 10, Twins 5. Houston 5-2 over Texas. WNBA Phoenix 86-60 over New York, and Minnesota beat Golden State 75-74. The new NFL weekend begins tonight with Miami playing at Buffalo. And that is an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
It's nice and cool right now. It could warm up again to around 84, so it could still be rather warm later on today. So that means we better start our warm-up, our workout early with Supps Gym sponsoring the aerobic polka.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, if you're ready. Okay, it's time for the workout, the aerobic polka. No pain, no gain. Here we go. Yep. Quick one there, the aerobic polka. That was the red-headed polka by the Deutschmeisters here on the Light in the Milk House show. Hopefully you're up and moving now after that one. We have farm news and markets coming up in about 5 minutes. Here is Holly Dunn on the Milk House show.
Really had me gone. time has come. You're telling me goodbye. And I know I can't stop you if I try. I've had too many chances. Now I'll have to set you free. I watch you go too late. I know how much you mean to me. Yes, I miss you already. Don't know how I'll go on. I miss you already. And you're not even gone. So kiss me once again, and please don't cry. And I'll promise there'll be no more alibis. I'll have to find myself a way to face this loneliness. I watch you go too late. I know I've lost my happiness. Yes, I miss you already. Don't know how I'll go on.
Young on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Always a welcome guest. It is 59 degrees. We're headed toward 84 a little bit later on today. Partly to mostly cloudy, still rather warm. East or southeast winds around 5. Some clouds, isolated showers possible tonight, and a low of 61. 59 right now. There's a little fog for me in the vibe to kind of cut through this morning, but we made it all right. Be careful and drive a little carefully around all the little animals, too. A little deer running running the race, too, as well this morning. We are moving and grooving here on the Light in the Mill Cow Show. We'll take time out for farm news and markets. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all. In 1926, the founders of Pioneer revolutionized farming with the commercialization of hybrid corn. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The executive director of the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy says the Trump administration's use of tariffs has taken a toll on U.S. farmers and ranchers. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has the story.
It's been devastating.
Sophia Murphy says U.S. producers are scrambling to find new markets for their products.
Overall, what Trump has done is throw international markets into turmoil and has created doubt in the minds of those who are importing U.S. commodity that the U.S. will not be reliable.
Speaking during a recent IATP webinar, Murphy said she doesn't believe the full effects of the tariffs have been felt.
Especially for the U.S.-based companies that are consolidating product and selling it for farmers abroad, and I suspect that's going to just get worse.
Murphy says the tariff situation has also limited the country's ability to address problems facing the food and farm system. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
An assistant professor at Ohio State University's College of Veterinary Medicine says a new USDA program could help land-grant universities better support veterinary care in rural communities. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more.
Luciana DaCosta says the Rural Veterinary Shortage Action Plan could expand funding opportunities for prospective students.
With the money, there will come more scholarships for those students to be able to succeed and finish their degree.
She tells Brownfield, Ohio State is focused on increasing in-state recruitment efforts through its Protect Ohio initiative.
We are facing that shift, veterinarians going for more for small animal rather than staying with agriculture or large animals. We will have to get more students from Ohio to have those students staying in Ohio.
From the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The founder of Southern Illinois-based Rosebud Ice Cream says winning Midwest Dairy's 2025 Accelerator Program is helping get dairy products into more hands. Sam Rose says the $20,000 grand prize comes at a time when the business is expanding nationally.
To help us scale our production and improve our manufacturing significantly, which is really exciting.
Sydney Hare with Midwest Dairy tells Brownfield Rosebud's kid-friendly soft serve and pouches and readiness to expand set them apart.
We narrowed it down to 4 businesses, and they entered this 8-week program. Tons of mentorship, industry connections, and resources provided from Midwest Dairy and Venture Fuel to help launch their business a little bit farther into the market.
Hare says the overall goal is to expand dairy demand by supporting new consumer-reaching uses. And the U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production averaged 1,055,000 barrels per day, down 50,000 on the week, but up 6,000 on the year. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
A very light day of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet on Wednesday. There were a handful of deals reported in Texas at $239, which is steady to a dollar below the previous week's business, but it wasn't enough to establish an accurate price trend. Significant trade volume is expected to develop over the balance of the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $4 lower. Steer calves were $3 to $6 lower, and heifer calves were $3 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand is moderate on a light supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 552 to 589 pounds brought $405 to $425. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 624 pounds, brought $356 to $367. Boxed beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $444. At $388.18, select was $6.80 lower at $366.37. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 2,000 on the weekend, down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday. The cash hog market remains largely focused on demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively solid, despite China's limited and sporadic purchases. For some additional insight, pork is a competitively priced protein in the retail space right now, and that's likely providing some domestic demand support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 42 cents with a weighted average of 106.71. The Iowa Minnesota was 76 cents higher with a weighted average of 106.96. The Western Corn Belt was up 60 cents with a weighted average of 106.96. Pork values were lower, down $1.30 at 110.98. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the recent declines in boxed beef prices and ahead of this week's direct business and cattle on feed report. And lean hog futures were pulled lower by those sharply higher cattle prices and long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were $5 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower on profit taking and harvest pressure. November beans were down 6 at 10.43 and 3 quarters. January was 6 and a quarter lower at 10.63. December corn was down 2 3/4 at 4.26 3/4. March was 2.5 lower at 4.44 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the recent trend in beef. October live was down 2.35 at 2.31.10. December was 2.47 lower at 2.32.67. October feeders were down 5.17 at 3.49.12. And hogs were lower on spillover from cattle and demand questions. October lean was down 5 at 97.32. December was 57 lower at 87.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Have you heard what the ethanol business is up to lately? Catch up today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The company known as POET is the largest ethanol producer in the world. Doug Bervin is VP of Corporate Affairs.
Bioethanol is currently the largest market for corn in the United States. We buy about 37% of the U.S. corn crop. Now, that's very different than saying we consume 37% of the corn. We only consume the starch of the corn plant. All the protein, the fiber, the oils go right back to what corn has typically been grown for in the past. So we are not depleting the world of nutrition here. We're enhancing the world of nutrition.
Bervin pictures only growth ahead for ethanol.
There's a lot of talk about sustainable aviation fuel, marine fuel using ethanol, higher blends of ethanol in the United States and around the world. It can be done, and it will be done, hopefully, because, frankly, the world needs this. We need a change of attitude.
And says Bervin, if the ethanol industry is doing well,
bioproducts or bioethanol are a catalyst to successful agriculture. And successful agriculture, profitable agriculture, is key to solving some of the world's most pressing issues: climate change, poverty, hunger, disease.
Tomorrow, generating electricity with cow manure. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. A new report indicates farms of all sizes could capitalize on anaerobic digestion. Brad Matuska with Minnesota's Agricultural Utilization Research Institute says while the technology is well established, there remains a lot of misunderstanding.
Anaerobic digesters are taking all kinds of organic materials and decomposing them in the absence of oxygen, which produces biogas. And then biogas can be cleaned up to be used as a drop-in fuel to replace fossil natural gas, or it could be run through engines to create electricity and heat.
He tells Brownfield the Institute recently released a business guide, which gives farmers and ranchers a roadmap on how to add value to their farm.
As the industry continues to grow and technologies change and the markets change, it's important to look at each individual opportunity that each farm can potentially participate in this industry.
He says the study not only showed another potential revenue stream for farmers, but an opportunity for industries in the state to potentially meet over 13% of natural gas demand through anaerobic digestion. Gas dairy prices moved higher on Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as traders took back oversold positions. Dryway was up 0.75 cents at 61 cents, blocks up 5.75 cents at $1.68.5, barrels up 2.75 cents at $1.64, butter up 4 cents at $1.81 with 9 sales, and non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cents at $1.14.5 with 12 sales at that price. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Here's today's forecast, a high of 84 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm, east or southeast winds around 5. Tonight, some clouds, isolated showers possible, and a low of 61. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76, and Saturday, 74, with rain and possible thunderstorms, Sunday, pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely again, and a high of 73. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 59 degrees. Good Thursday morning. Time to get to work.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die, so tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why. Well, I got a crow I wanna pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you and you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can, maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't live without you till the day that I die, so tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why. Dogs are gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause I'm just a little bitty puppy, yeah. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. The thing to do was leave you, but I should've left then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door. Why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Number two was when you come.
the storm. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Oh, yes. Guy Mitchell, Heartaches by the Number. That one, Hank said he could relate to that. But I've got heartburn by the number, too. Oh, boy, tell you. And Hank probably does, too. He's been cooking since 2:30. We've got some stuff to share with you today. Info to get you to know, including weather with the guru of weather forecasting, Mr. Tony Schumacher. You can plan our weekend coming up next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
This is Phil Nee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times come together.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching a large low-pressure system swirl away in the Plain States. It's been there for several days. We've been in the warm airflow out ahead of it. It will still be warm today, but a bit more cloud cover coming in. And as that low gets a little closer, our chances of scattered showers will be increasing over the next several days. The rainfall could be fairly generous given the numerous amounts of showers that are expected over several day periods. So there's a chance of getting a good inch to 2 inches of rainfall through early next week. Temperatures, meanwhile, will settle back a little bit closer to normal, but still be a few degrees above generally through the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, still on the warm side with highs reaching the low to mid 80s, the wind out of the east or southeast close to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloud cover, isolated showers are possible, low at 61 with an east wind up to 5. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and somewhat cooler. 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. High near 76 with an east-southeast wind close to 10. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some downpours possible, but for the most part, not expecting severe weather. Low at 59. On Saturday, mostly cloudy. Still a few periods of rain and thunderstorms. High 74. Heading into Sunday, mostly cloudy. Pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely once again. Low 59, high about 73. Monday, muggy with breaks of sun. A brief shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low 60, high 78. Tuesday, mixed skies with a few showers possible. Low 57, high 74. And Wednesday, variably cloudy. Still a small chance of a shower. Low in the 50s with a high of 72. You have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, 59 degrees. It's partly cloudy this morning. 87 was yesterday's high. The record high, 93, was established in 1955. Record low, 34 in 1959. Last year's high was 86 and the low, 47. Sunset will occur at 7 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 6:45 coming up for this morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.97. And right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 62 and the low of 58, we're at 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 from ABC is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for